Hi, I'm Scott McKay. I'm the creator of The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio. Most people know me as Patriot Street Fighter podcast, and also the founder of Operation Tomahawk, which I want to talk to you about specifically for a minute. Operation Tomahawk, folks, was born out of an idea that came to me. And as I saw the emergence of another potential weapon to use from this desk here, Patriot Street Fighter, I actually wasn't in any position time or energy wise to engage. However, when I saw what I'm going to explain to you emerge in my mind in front of me, I realized that we, the people, have an opportunity to deliver a massive blow, a massive impact against the deep state power structure all of us are wanting to disappear. A lot of us have the elections on our mind. We have seen once again, as I predicted, in the last couple of weeks, that the same thing would happen, that these cabal powers would steal the elections as they have in many past years and so blatantly in 2020. My viewpoint on that is it's part of the process we're going to go through to wake up the people to the massive criminal empire that has encircled this planet like a snake, and now it's starting to squeeze the life out of the institutions that should be serving we the people. Instead of sitting back like many people have done for the last couple of years, waiting for somebody else to come in and take care of business and take over our responsibility to take our country and our world back, they're learning the reality that this is something that we have to do ourselves. And the simple fact is this: we are empowered by our Creator and by the Christ consciousness, as Christ told us, "You'll do all these works and even greater works than I." That requires knowledge of that and then responsibility to carry out what is necessary to achieve those great things that our Creator put upon us and Christ also explained to us we could do as well. Now, what are we going to do with that power? And if you look at the book I read, you have two choices: thou good and faithful servant, or thou wicked and slothful servant. What are you doing with your talents? Most people don't know they have those talents. They haven't discovered them. I can tell you there's many people that are discovering talents they never knew they had by getting in the fight and perpetuating this great awakening that we need to have happen to all of us. I'm going to present something to you that allows you, number one, to get in the fight. Number two, discover what your talents may be so you can unleash yourself and get in this fight to take back our country, the world, and then humanity. Operation Tomahawk is an economic warfare platform that I started because when this reality was presented to me, all the companies, all the brand name consumer products companies have been taken over, a conglomeration of 11 multinational corporations. Imagine a pie, and that pie has 11 slices, and those 11 slices are made up of hundreds of companies, brand name companies that you and I know have grown up with, all of them bought out by this conglomerate. Kraft, Nestle, Heinz, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever. Go through the list of these companies, bought them all up, all of them. We thought we had choice. We don't have choice. The second thing is that these 11 corporations are controlled by the three global corporate overlords of BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. You wonder what's happening to your economies around the world. Everything that's getting crushed worldwide in this unbelievable economic assault on humanity, right there. That is the center point, the axis with which all of this chaos spins on. What does all this mean? It means this. What is their attack machine on humanity? All these companies are selling us consumer products that are loaded with poisons, toxins, neurotoxins, and carcinogens. They've laid it out in front of us as they've done forever. We just don't simply believe they would do these things to humanity. Well, now it's irrefutable, it's undeniable, and there's no debate. They've published the literature on what's in all these consumer products. What does that mean? Well, when I discovered there's a company out there in the United States, an American manufacturing factory consumer direct company that's a patriotic company that's been under attack as well, a 37-year-old company doing $2.5 billion a year, and all the consumer products that are in my kitchen sink cupboard, bathroom sink cupboard, bathroom laundry room, not to mention a variety of nutrition or health products, all of it manufactured natural products. Most of us know when you go all natural ingredients and products, you're going to pay three times more money. Well, that doesn't have to be that way, and it's not necessarily true. The other problem with natural products companies is they're selling out to the cabal powers like Tom's. Most people know about Tom's deodorant, this or that. Another company that sold out to the cabal powers, what do you think they're doing with those ingredients? Guess what? The same thing they've always done. It's so bad that Johnson & Johnson's being sued for the second time for asbestos in baby powder. Now, if this doesn't wake you up, let me share this with you. The disease rates have been skyrocketing in this country for 35 years. I'll give you a real quick example. 1976. I know that year because I was 12 years old when I had an aunt in Florida. All my family's in Pennsylvania. She got cancer. Our response was sheer terror. Why? Because we thought cancer was a genetic thing and some of us might get cancer. We told everybody we know, every family member, calling people on our phones. We didn't have cell phones. Home phones, calling, you know, telling them the bad news. Aunt Jerry has cancer. We told everybody in town we knew. Why do we make a big deal of it? Because it never happened. It never happened. It never happened. It was so rare for cancer to happen. Back then, 35 years. Today, no big deal. Oh, they got cancer. That's too bad. One out of three. It's going to be two out of three soon for everybody you know. Why is that? How could these disease rates skyrocket when we have more drugs than we've ever had in this country and on the planet? How's that possible? I used to think it was a food industry only. These massive corporations buying up farms, produce, right? And they're changing how they grow food. Monsanto, seeds, pesticides, Roundup. Again, all of this poison going into our bodies. Monsanto just got hit with a judgment of hundreds of millions because that Roundup caused cancer in somebody. These companies have been attacking humanity on all fronts for a very, very long time. That's what we are facing. The simple reality is this. It's not just the corporate food production. It's not just big pharma. It finally occurred to me when I realized, Holy Mary, Mother of God, it's the food manufacturing industry, and they've been doing it for decades, and it has been hell for us to wake up to this dream spell. They will show us peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies and literature, peer-reviewed, that shows what these chemicals and carcinogens do to the human body. Then they go over here and spend $1 trillion selling us on sex appeal advertising to tell us that these products are good. Military intelligence told us in 2018 in that back channel dissemination program to wake us up. One of the drops, four lines, capital letters, chemicals, baby on floor, hands in mouth, the start. That's when they start to poison us when we're little. What can you do to fight back? Check out tomahawkswitch.com. We've aligned with a multi-billion dollar partner, Natural Products. The goal here is we are taking the tomahawk to these companies that are killers, and we are going to choke out their cash flow, their blood supply, our money. We're giving to these killers to kill us. Operation Tomahawk was launched in mid-March this past year, and it's created a growth track in a $2.5 billion company that they have never seen in 37 years. They came to me like, what the hell are you guys doing? How is this possible? I said, well, look, here's a couple reasons why people align with your company. None of those reasons, while very worthwhile, are why this happened. You know why this happened? Because I showed my audience and people who follow Patriot Street Fighter, all those people who want to get in the fight. I've heard it by 10,000 people traveling the country three times in the last 18 months. Scott, I want to get into the fight, but I don't know what to do, because they don't have the personality to go to a school board meeting challenging these people, city council challenging these people, protesting, rallies, whatever they can do. Some people just don't have that confidence yet to do that. But there's one thing that every single red-blooded American can do to get into this fight against this criminal power structure who is married to the criminals and the empire that stole the elections again in 2022, as I predicted would happen. What are we waiting for? What are they waiting for that are supposed to be fighting for us? What they're waiting for is us to fight for ourselves. Believe me, they will join the battle, but we have to do this ourselves if we're going to make a leap in spiritual ascension for humanity. We have to fight. We have to fight. This is a way that every single American can get into the fight against this global criminal power structure, this massive cartel who have gobbled up the consumer products corporations all around the country and the world. So I'm going to encourage you, check out TomahawkSwitch.com, TomahawkSwitch.com. Go look at the message. You're going to get a text message if you put your information in, if you want to be contacted by one of our many thousands of people that have joined this army to shut off the cash flow to these people, these companies. If you choose to, you'll get a text message. You can check, you can put a check in a box, or it won't be me. It'll look like it's for me. I'm just telling you, there's so many people coming that we had a massive way we had to have help. So you'll get a text message that'll give you an opportunity. On this date, this time, have somebody reach out. Tell me how to make the switch. Show me how to stop giving my money to these killers and walking in these big box retailers like Target and Walmart. Remember how they herded us into these big box stores while they murdered millions of our friends' businesses, small mom and pop stores all over the country with their bioweapon attack? Because you can't get sick if you walk into big box retailers. You can't over here. So we're going to kill these companies by the millions. Guess what? Now you have an opportunity to join a fight. Information warfare is what we launched 2 years ago on Patriot Street Fighter, and we've been kicking their ass. Guess what? We have a new warfare platform that everybody can be part of. Economic warfare against these killers. My question is, what are you going to do to join this fight? What are you going to be able to tell your kids? I was in the fight to regain the republic in this country and put an end to these killer companies. We changed the world. We changed America. We changed the health profile of everybody in this country because we took them out from the inside. Mike Jaco, who is a huge part of Operation Tomahawk, as other influencers are, Charlie Ward's getting set up to come and launch his operation with Operation Tomahawk. Mike Jaco said, Scott, when we were targeting terrorist organizations, we figured out where the money was and we shut off their cash flow, cut it off, and they collapsed from the inside. We're doing the same thing here. Check out, folks, Operation Tomahawk on the website, TomahawkSwitch.com. TomahawkSwitch.com. Make the Tomahawk Switch today. At least come and check it out. This is how we are uniting patriots all over the country. We have to fight for our freedom. This is a time that we can do it. Come check us out. You're going to meet a million patriots that we're now connecting with, and they are now helping us turn the tide in this battle. We're going to stop giving money to these killers, and we are going to bleed them dry so they collapse on their own. Anyways, Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.